Warriors Rockets Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in Houston. An uphill climb pretty much throughout, with Kevin Durant delivering a game-high 38 points, with Stephen Curry adding 16 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds. But the Rockets even the series at 1-1 with the 127-105 win. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
I just think this game was a matter of the Rockets bringing the force that's necessary to win a game, and we didn't. You know, we had 7 turnovers, I think, in the first quarter. We set the tone early with our own play and allowed them to get some confidence and some easy buckets in transition. You know, we let guys get going a little bit. But, you know, give them the credit. They came out and played a great game, and they got everybody going. And so they got, you know, we got what we deserved. So they kicked our butts, no other way to say it.
Steve, he's Chronicle, specifically talking about the Rockets' defense, what they did. In the third quarter, Klay Thompson had one action, one missed shot, but no steals, no assists, no nothing. He was sort of taken out. What were the Rockets doing tonight that was so difficult to overcome?
They just played a lot harder than they did in the first game. They played with more confidence and made a few adjustments that were effective, did a good job. But, again, I think a lot of these games, when you get in the playoffs with teams that are, you know, very talented, really great teams, it often comes down to which one has the edge in terms of the aggression and the desperation. They were desperate tonight, and they played like it, and we didn't. And the results showed.
Slater with The Athletic. You know, Mike came in here and said you guys tonight seemed to do a lot of isolation. I think 19 assists. Durant didn't have any. Are you curious to see the passing numbers, and was that a big problem tonight?
Yeah, we didn't play well, obviously, at either end of the floor. And I thought their defense was great. You know, this is a team that's gotten much better defensively this past year. And I thought they did a really good job putting us on our heels.
I will comment on The Athletic. Your starting group had 4 stints. This game was
four
times. You played them at 4 different spots in the game, your starting 5, and were outscored each time. Is that a little shock to the system? Obviously, it's your best 5 to see them get outplayed each time they were in the game?
We got outplayed the whole game. So, you know, we're playing a team that, you know, that won 65 games. They're damn good. So, We got it handed to us. You can look at it any way you want and parcel it out into, you know, different shifts and rotations and all that stuff. But didn't matter who we had out there tonight. We got beat.
Melissa Rowland, Berea News Group. Kevin Durant was obviously one of the lone bright spots of tonight's game. What did you think of the way he tried to shoulder the load?
Kevin was great. You know, he was the one guy who was attacking, and you know, he kept us in the game for much of the night. But just wasn't our night. We didn't play with enough energy and force and poise. And the early turnovers were the most disappointing thing, because we knew what was coming. You know, Rockets basically told us what was coming. You know, the last couple of days, and we knew they were going to bring the force, bring the energy, bring the desperation. And you have to play with poise on the road, especially. And we had 7 turnovers in the first quarter, I believe. A couple of them, we just kind of threw the ball to them. And you can't do that. You know, now all of a sudden, you know, Ariza gets a layup, Tucker gets an easy shot, and, you know, now they're feeling good, and it changes the whole game. So we just didn't come out with the right focus.
Mark Spears, ESPN. Steve, how would you grade the way Steph played on both ends, and how does he look physically to you right now? Does he seem still, I mean, hampered by what happened?
Yeah, it obviously wasn't Steph's best night. You know, he struggled 1-for-8 from the 3-point line. Slow start for him. I thought in the second half he got a few things going. I'm not worried about Steph. You know, he's the kind of competitor and player who will bounce back from a tough night, but it's just one of those nights.
Follow-up Steph question, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. Are you concerned at all that he's getting a little worn out on the defensive end? I don't know where you think he is physically. Obviously, he had good games before this.
But. Yeah, he's feeling good. You know, he's feeling – he's. It's. I don't know what this was, maybe his sixth or seventh game back. So he's getting better, and I thought he played a lot better in game one than anyone gave him credit for. Again, wasn't our night. Our defense wasn't connected. We weren't on the same page, you know, on a lot of plays where we got a little out of sorts. And there's a lot of ways you can look at it, but doesn't matter. 127-105.
Houston Chronicle, how much is his injury responsible for his performance tonight? How much is Curry's lingering injury, maybe responsible.
His lingering injury, how much is it responsible for?
For some of his play tonight.
13.7%. Sorry.
Steve Schwartz, ESPN. Chris Paul really kind of asserted his will after halftime, a quarter that you usually dominate.
Yeah.
He just didn't seem to want to let go. It's his first trip to the conference finals. What did you see from
Chris was great. He played a great game. I thought their whole team was fantastic. And obviously Chris and James are their leaders. But you expect that from Chris Paul. You look at the rest of the team. I mean, Ariza, Tucker, Gordon, they all got going. So they got the game exactly where they wanted it tonight. They got everybody going. They got everybody involved. The exact opposite of game one. And so give them credit. They brought it. They got it done.
Game three is Sunday at Oracle Arena. And all throughout this Western Conference Finals series, we've got several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button at the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage, warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.